The Eagles, probably one of the greatest rock bands in the world. Whatever lineup they've had over the years, different ones. And I chose this track, Love Will Keep Us Alive, because Jim Capaldi was a good friend. And we were together one day in Spain. We play golf. You know, Jim was a golfer, loved golf, and we were playing golf together. And we finished golf, and we're sitting around the swimming pool, and I've got a travelling guitar.
All right.
It's a Yamaha, it's a very small one, travelling guitar, which I take along with me. And Jim picked this guitar up and he said, I've just written this song with the rest of the Eagles. And he played me by the swimming pool, you know, over lunch, Love Will Keep Us Alive.
So that was the first time anybody had heard it, apart from them,
He said, John, what do you think? I said, what can I say, what do I think? It's fabulous. So, you know, to the Eagles and Jim, great song.
Right. And your last one is Vince Gill singing The Key to Life.
I've chosen this song because it's about the wonderment of a relationship between families, between a son, really, or could be a daughter, and the father. And it's a son thinking about how his father used to play this guitar. Absolutely wonderful. His hands, fingers used to dance all across. It's just the wonderment of a child looking at, you know, I just think it's the key to life, you know. It's just being in awe of your father there, you know, and he's thinking, oh, he's playing this guitar so wonderful. When you realise probably he never could play it that good, it didn't really matter, you know. It was just, and I just think it's, the lyrics are wonderful. People should just have listened to the lyrics.
Right. But just before we do, tell us about this marvellous box set. I've got... I can hardly lift it, actually. It's a massive box set, The Moody Blues, Timeless Flight. So how did this idea come about?
Well, the record company approached us and said we'd like to put out a box set of CDs, DVDs, a book, but very, very high quality. And they said, would we get involved? And Justin and I got involved with it over the last 18 months. We have our own music vault, actually, it's down in Somerset. You know, we went down there and the record company went down there and they went through all the archives of looking at all the tapes that we've kept over the years. And they found things in there that we'd never heard before.
Right. So you completely forgot.
Didn't know it had been recorded. And we went in the studio, listened to everything, and it's all been remastered. I'm really, really pleased with this. Really pleased, because I don't ever like to look back at all on anything. You know, it was what it was when it was. But this is something different, because it seems to me as it's right up to date.
But you're still out doing it, and you, Justin and Graham, are out touring.
Yeah, we're on tour across the UK, then we're off to Holland, and then we start another American tour in the fall. We're doing 30 concerts across America. Yeah, we're a bit like the corner shop, you know, never close.
Arkwright, aren't you?
But it's just who we are, people. You know, people say, why'd you tour? And it's like, well, why did I start playing a guitar? You know, it's just who I am. I really enjoy playing. I play every day. It's just who I am.
John, it's great to see you, and lovely to hear you're still so enthusiastic for everything.
Thank you very much, Ken.
Great work. Thank you very much.
My pleasure. Thank you very much.